Marion, Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion. Heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion, Madam Librarian.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Love that music, and we also love our guest today. We have on the phone Julia Carlos. She's the manager of the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings, which of course is part of the Dakota County Library System, and we are thrilled to get caught up with her. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great, but you know, part of what I'm missing is just life is normal, and I know you are too, but you guys are kind of getting back to normal, aren't you, a little bit?
We're restoring some of our services slowly, and of course keeping safety and health at the top of our mind and following all the guidelines from the CDC and the state, and our very own Dakota County Public Health are doing a fantastic job. But yeah, we at the current moment, we have, you can still get your requested materials. We do curbside pickup for holds. Once you get the notice that your holds are here, you call us and we set up an appointment and you come pick it up from us. We are also doing computer appointments. So if you don't have computer access at home, or, you know, sometimes it's just easier to do some things. Like if you need to type up a resume, it's hard to do that on your phone, even though you maybe technically could. Or printing. A lot of people don't have a printer, so you can make an appointment to do those things here as well right now. And then we still have lots of programs going on virtually, even if they're not happening here in our library. There's a lot going on that you can attend either through Facebook Live, which it's through Facebook, but you don't have to have a Facebook account, but you can attend programs there or through some other methods and there's programs that way for everybody from little kids to adults. So might be something of interest to anyone on that slate of programs.
You know what, let's get back to the fact that you have curbside pickup, because that really is handy for people, and it's a no contact curbside
pickup.
That's right. So explain how that works. Do we go online to see if you have a certain book, or how does that work, please?
So there's a couple ways to make requests. You know, our catalog is available through our website, so you can search for authors or titles or subjects there. Or we have an app that, if you just search Dakota County Library in your app store, you can get that and manage your library account through there and place holds. Or, of course, you can always call us, and we're happy to place requests over the phone. Then sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes it doesn't take very long, but sometimes it does, just depending. That's normal, though. Then when your item arrives here for you, we either notify you via a phone call or an email, or you can even sign yourself up for text messages. Some people prefer that way. Once you've gotten the notice that your hold is here, you just give us a call, and we schedule that curbside pickup appointment, which we're doing right now Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we just need a little bit of notice, because before you come for your appointment, we check everything out to you, we put it in a bag, and then we put your little hold pickup code on the outside so you know which one is yours. We have had a couple people accidentally grab the wrong one, but usually they realize it and bring it back to us. So I don't think we've really had anything go astray. But because it's already checked out to you when you arrive, there's a table near the front door of the library, so you just have to hop out of your car. Or, you know, some people have been biking over. or walking, and you find your bag of items, and you're all set to go.
You know, then, I love that, and it sure is slick. Has it been working pretty slick for you guys as well?
Yeah, it is. We have a whole system set up, and we've gotten pretty good at managing all of the bags and envelopes and all the stuff coming in that we still, the delivery truck goes around the county every day and brings us things from other branches. So we've got a pretty good system down now since we've been doing that for a couple of months.
I wondered how that went. So that's actually a county employee that goes around?
Yeah, well, it's a contractor, but yeah, somebody that the county hires to go, and they deliver stuff for all the county buildings too. So sometimes we can send things to, I don't know, employee relations or whoever else you might need to send something. For a while, the county was collecting PPE masks and things at libraries, and we were sending them in through our delivery system. So that's how we get stuff to all of our different buildings, and our friendly driver comes and takes it all around for us.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your process then when things come back in, because I know that's what a lot of times people are worried about is, well, I don't know that I want to be touching something that's been in somebody else's home.
Sure. And there's actually research going on by it's the Institute of Library and Museum Services. That's a federal agency, is partnering with another library organization to do some research on coronavirus transmission on, you know, these common surfaces that we have in libraries, or books and plastic DVD cases and things like that. And they are finding that the transmission on surfaces is very unlikely, but we still want to be as safe as possible because, you know, we want to keep everyone that works here safe, and of all the people that borrow library materials, we want them to stay safe too. So when things come back into the library and our book drop, that outside book material return slot is open 24 hours a day, so you can come by whenever and return things.
Can I do my impression of that for you?
Thank you for choosing the Pleasantville Library.
I think that was our old book drop. We have a new one. But I know that was a favorite of many people. But anytime, you know, you can stop by and return things. So once they come back.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
so mysterious. What happens after they come back?
Yeah. Well, what's nice about our new system as opposed to the old one is it is able to check almost everything back in right when you return it. So it doesn't have to wait until somebody, a worker can come in and check it in by hand. It does a lot of the work for us. It checks it in right away, and then it sorts it out into a lot of different bins by kind of location in the library, or if we're sending it somewhere else, or if someone has a hold on it. So it sorts it into all these categories for us. But right now we are quarantining everything for 72 hours. When it comes back to us, because then we can kind of, at that point, after 3 days, it's really considered safe. So then we just know that the things we're handling here in the library are safe, and all our employees are able to, you know, practice all that good hand hygiene that we've been hearing about now so we're all washing our hands a lot and making sure that we're very careful when we're handling all those materials.
Well, you know, I think that's good for the public to know what goes on behind the scenes. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Sure thing.
Yeah. And then also, I think it's really great that even though the library itself is closed, people are still able to come in and use the printer and use the computer.
Yeah. And I think we're finding ourselves in, you know, some unusual situations, and people are trying to navigate, you know, maybe they're having to navigate the unemployment system for the first time, or they need forms for various reasons, and just that for a while there really wasn't anywhere that you could get that done, and now we're happy that we're able to make that available in a way so for anyone that comes into the county building here, this is true for all the libraries and all the other county buildings too, that the county is requiring people to wear a mask when they're in the building to limited capacity, so we're still practicing social distancing and all that good stuff, but still helping to make those things happen that people just can't can't do other ways.
Julia, what hours are people able to access your building?
Right. So the curbside pickup appointments are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. The computer appointments also start at 9, and then the last one's at 3:30. So people can call us at 651-438-0200 if they have any questions about that. We're happy to answer questions.
So you mentioned also virtual programming. That mm-hmm. is something that I think we're probably going to see more and more of, because you certainly can, your virtual programming can come from anywhere. So you can utilize many more probably programs and services. And tell us, you mentioned it's for all ages. Tell us about that, please.
Sure. So we are still doing three times a week story time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 in the morning on Facebook Live. That's kind of best for kids 3 and older, though littler ones might still have a good time. But that's led by youth services librarians from various libraries around the county. We have some of our book discussion groups have gone online, and all of this information about all these virtual programs is available through our website. And of course, summer's a big time for kids programs here at the library usually. So there's some of our regulars like Brodini the Magician and the Shuffley Puppets.
Oh yeah.
Always do a hilarious puppet show. And some of those other classic favorites are available. And we've actually, Dakota County's partnered with some of the other library systems in the metro area, since we are all in the same boat. So we're kind of collaborating to present all these programs together. And then there's also things like you can meet authors, a virtual author visit from David LaRochelle and Mike Winooka, who were the team behind the book Moo that came out a number of years ago, but is a very hilarious favorite of mine. They have a new book coming up about, that's called See the Cat, Three Stories About a Dog. So you can meet them, looks like next week. We also have classes for adults on writing and starting a business. And there's programs for families that about storytelling. And let's see. And then there's Animal, the Rad Zoo, Reptile and Amphibian Discovery Zoo. They are coming up, it looks like, in August. So that'll be a little while. So we're just keeping up planning new things since we're not, still don't know when we are going to be able to open a little more, but we're hoping that'll happen soon. We're making lots of plans so that when they decide it's safe enough, we have everything in place that we'll be able to do that safely.
And what does that hinge on, please?
That's determined by, some of it is what the governor says, and then, of course, the county administration is trying to coordinate between all the different, the county offers so many different services, and they're trying to coordinate all those different services, so it'll come to us from them.
And we still have the opportunity to access so many of your wonderful services online. Can you tell about some of them? Because I love the fact that I can secretly download a book while my husband is sleeping in the bed next to me.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to have the bedside lamp on.
No, I don't.
Read in the dark. I wish I had that power when I was a kid. Sure. So there's several different ways you can get lots of materials online. So books, audiobooks, magazines. You can even, there's a Hoopla that has movies and TV shows and also audiobooks and books. And they actually even have music, so you can get, instead of borrowing a CD from us, you can get music through Hoopla. So those are all, there's a couple different apps, but on the website, if you go under books and materials, then there's a couple different headings about ebooks and electronic magazines and some other things. So you can see there how to access all those different things, and those are all free with your card.
Free. What the heck, Julia? I mean, this, you offer so much and it's for free.
Yeah, I love, we get to share. You can access so much more than you'd ever be able to afford on your own, and just because we share it. And I think that's just such a cool thing.
I do too. So how do people go about getting a library card if they don't have one currently?
Sure. Actually, for the first time ever, you can actually access or you can apply for a library card online. It is on our website. On the very top, there's a coronavirus heading that says select services available by appointment and then learn more. And on that page, it has a link to the application for the library card. So it offers free access to all of our digital materials with, I think within an hour is the how long we say it takes to do the processing on the back end. And then we do mail the card out to you. So you'll have that at some point down the road, but, you know, gives you fairly quick access to all those digital collections.
And how are you doing with people returning their materials? Have you stretched out the time that things are due back, or did you do that just initially? What is it like now?
Yeah, we had kind of paused all the due dates and actually all the things on our hold shelf too, because we just weren't sure what was happening. But then we're like, you know, those hold lists are piling up and we just kind of wanted to get things moving again. So we did have everything was due last week on the 1st, but we are offering auto renewals right now. So if no one has requested your materials, they will renew up to twice on their own. And we still have paused fines. So we're happy to take your materials back. If you're done with them, we'll get them back to their home library or onto the next person on the holds list. And you should, if you're getting our email notices, you would have seen a notice about that. But if you don't get your email notices, you probably might not know that information yet. But because it's harder to proactively reach out to people, the phone message, we can't change too much about what that says. It has limited time in the phone message. But we still want to make sure people know that they can bring things back and get new stuff and keep using the library.
So should we maybe sign up for those emails?
I think that's a great idea. You can do that through just by calling the library. If you have your library card number ready, we can switch you over to email notices. And my favorite thing about email notices is not only do you get the email when your holds are ready, but you also get a friendly pre-overdue notice that 3 days before your items are due, we send you a reminder, which, I mean, you know, I work here and I still forget to return things on time.
Makes me feel
so
good.
I totally understand how it happens to other folks, and I really appreciate those pre-overdue notices.
You know, that's what I like about your digital books, though, because when they're due, they just poof away. I don't know where they go. Where do they go, Julia?
I don't know. Back to the computer they live in somewhere.
That's face far, far away. But then you don't have to ever worry about that. Except if you're in the middle of something and then it just poofs away. But it is what it is.
Yeah,
Julia, when are we going to be able to see each other in person?
I don't know.
I know. It's a weird, weird world, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I'm a people person. I miss all of our people coming in the door. And I miss going out to see people. And we'll get there someday.
We'll get there someday. Well, in the meantime, we have all the great services that the Pleasant Hill Library offers. And we want to thank our guest today, Julia Carlos. She's the manager of the library. And you can certainly learn more about what we just chatted about if you go to their website, or also if you have some questions or you want to sign up or use curbside pickup or anything, give a call at 651-438-0200. Thank you so much, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460.